Good morning, everyone. Well, this morning, I have a question for you on this fifth day of January 2020. My question this morning is, are you still under the law? Are you still under the law as it relates to your eternal salvation? In other words, does your perfectly keeping the law merit you salvation? Well, according to the Bible, it doesn't. According to the Bible, we are not under the law, but we're under grace if we're one of God's people. There's a lot of people that have it really mixed up in their mind. I was talking to a fella recently, and he said, we go by the Old Testament more than we do the New Testament. Well, you know what? He says, everybody wants to say we're under a new covenant and all this. He goes, I go by the Old Testament. Well, if you go by the Old Testament and not the New Testament, you're still under the law, friend. You're not under grace, you're under law. And you best be keeping the law perfectly, because law perfectly, you will utterly, and you're not trusting in the merits of the blood of Christ, you're lost, according to the Bible. Romans 3:19, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. You know, this man mentioned he believed that people were depraved. I believe people are depraved too. But I do believe that God's elect have been born again by the Spirit of God. Behold, all things have become new. And I find there's a discrepancy with people that say they go more by the Old Testament, because I'm not a Jew. Well, I found out that it sounds to me like he was a Zionist, because he was holding the literal reign of Christ on the earth. Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, I would tell my subjects to fight. He told Peter, put up your sword. Those that live by the sword die by the sword. Those that believe in the law for their eternal life will die by the law, because no one has perfectly kept the law except Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law to every jot and tittle, according to my Bible. And so, if you're still flaunting that you're still under the law and you're still under the old covenant, then I have good news for you. Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law but under grace. Romans 6:15, what then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace, God forbid. I'm not promoting antinomianism this morning. I am saying that if we're under grace, we're under a higher law. You know, we've been forgiven of all of our sins. We walk according to the law of grace, if you want to call it that. And unto the Jews, 1 Corinthians 9:20, I became as a Jew that I might gain them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. Galatians 3:23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law. This gentleman I was speaking to was still under the law. And as I've got to know this gentleman, you can tell he's in bondage to the law. He's into perfectionism. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterward be revealed. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. But Galatians 4:5. To redeem that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Tell me that ye desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. So this morning, let us remember that we've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. And we're not under the law, but we're under grace. We've been forgiven of our sins. He's cast them as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered. And he will not impute our transgressions to us. And he's given us a desire to serve him, not the law. So let us remember we're under a new and better covenant, the covenant of grace. God bless.